Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Chiefs Kingdom Show, live with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, and Chiefs head coach, Andy Reid. It's presented by Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country, mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee, the world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee, proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. Here is the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus.
Welcome, everybody, to our final Chiefs Kingdom show of the season. And we're at one of our favorite locations. We're at the 64th Street location of Hy-Vee. We are just west of I-29, as if you're on your way to the airport, real close to the National. And the two National 1 and National 2 golf courses here. This site has some special memories for us because after Super Bowl 54, if I'm not mistaken, this was where we had the show. And it was a night to remember. So we're rekindling some of those thoughts tonight. We're also right in that pivot point where we get ready for the 2026 season. But it's awesome to have all of you out here tonight and really appreciate it. We close out the Chiefs' 66th season. Not exactly the one that we wanted by going 6-11 and losing 14-12 to the Raiders. Thought we had them beat on the recovered free kick that you'll hear in a little bit. And slamming home a go-ahead field goal at 12-11. And then not to be, as Daniel Carlson hit his career high 60-yard field goal to beat us. But we're also here tonight to talk about 107 wins in a 7-year span. That's the greatest run in NFL history by our team from 18 to 24. And so that's part of this evening. And also part of this evening is flipping the page and moving forward. And moving forward, there's a lot to do. We're going to talk about it throughout the next hour. Dana Hughes will join me later on in the show, my Chiefs Radio Network partner and longtime chief and special teams and wide receiver ace. But six of our 11 losses were by 3 points or less. And maybe we're just not that far away. You flip half those games, and we're probably still playing this week. The point is there's no excuses. Coach isn't going to make it. You're going to hear from Coach in a little bit. Nobody's doing that. But we're all just going to dig in and try to fix it. It's time to reboot, regroup, and recharge, and attack 2026. It's awesome to have so many people out here tonight. The Redcoaters are here. Queen Cleo's here. Appreciate that. The Geeks are here in full force. Going, even Poofhead Geek is here tonight. She is Genesis and Revelation. She came to the first show and the last show. So we appreciate Poofhead Geek. Of course, No Storm Sandy, Cindy Lou Who, Whoville's back out of the holidays and good again. Caveman Bob, of course, legendary. Autograph Geek is here tonight. With his sister, who is here for the very first time in Chiefs Kingdom history. Wow. And her name is, it's sister of Autograph Geek. Weird Wolf is here. You don't recognize him. He's out of uniform. He's in his off-season robe that he'll wear throughout the entire off-season. A little longer off-season to wear the robe. Also, Kent the Cake Packer, Susie Bling Bling here from Savannah. Appreciate Hey Paula and her entourage and all of the others that are here tonight. Also want to mention someone that's here tonight. Award-winning author is here, David Smale. I always say these celebrities kind of pop in like a Lakers game. David has written 31 books, and he's been an award-winning author. He's got a new book out, Keys to the Kingdom 2, or 2.0. It's coming out really soon. You can go to davidsmale.com and check that out. But David's here tonight as well, and he's got a new book coming out. They're outstanding. He's done a variety of things, specializing in sports, but David just happened to show up tonight here at 64th Street. Awesome to have you all here again, as I mentioned. There are some things we need to mention as we close out this season, but then also get ready for 2026. Travis Kelce, 13,000 receiving yards. I keep him up to date. We chat, and I keep him up to date on his snaps that he has played. He has now played with his 13,005 yards, 12,137 snaps. That's a lot. And particularly playing tight end, where Coach asks him to do a lot, not just go out for passes. He's asked to do a lot of blocking, both in run blocking and pass blocking. And Kelce, of course, is a warhorse. That is huge. Secondly, 191 straight games with the catch. Travis Kelce's streak started on September the 7th, 2014, and has caught a pass in every game since then. 191 straight games. The only guy ahead of him was DeAndre Hopkins, and he didn't have a catch in our game. In the fourth game of the year, he got shut out, so that stopped his streak. That moved Kelce up the charts among active players, and active for now, hopefully still active. But anyway, Kelce is fourth all-time in NFL history among all pass catchers with that 191 straight games with a catch. That is huge. He played again 51 plays of the 62 snaps yesterday to get to that 12,137 snaps. The other thing that's kind of encouraging is some of our young guys have looked. And Noel Williams, especially, the rookie corner out of Cal. And, yeah, we got to give him a cheer. I'm excited about him. In his last two games, he has had 14 tackles. This is as a corner. A sack. He's had two different run stuffs. He has had four tackles for a loss for a cornerback. That is a lot. And then his two passes defensed. And his blitz yesterday, as I said on the air, was load one, fire one, because that was a torpedo slamming in to the quarterback of the Raiders. So when you get that happening, well, and this throw in Cooper McDonald, because Cooper McDonald with 18 special teams tackles, 18, the tops on the team. And he played at a lot of strong side linebacker the last couple of weeks. And then Ashton Gelati, another one of the rookie class of 2025. Ashton, a favorite of Poofhead Geek because of his hair. Samson with a full head of hair. 14 tackles in the last four games, a half sack interception, quarterback hit, and a pass defense. Now, when you get those three rookies that are playing like that to get invaluable experience, you were able to put the hammer down, baby. So encouraging to see that. Also, we're going to be giving thanks all the show long to the folks at Hy-Vee. We got basketball guys, I guess, walking through here. You always see 6'6 guys walking around getting something to drink for the show, but that's good. Drink up, boys. But the fact that Hy-Vee has been so awesome. Sarah's here. James is here. All of the folks of the store directors and then the folks with our team have been fantastic all year long. To get Ryan Galbraith to show up along with Andrew Ramirez is a big deal. I'm just telling you that. These guys are awesome. I kid about them, but I'm super serious about what they do for our team and what they do for me. They're remarkable. You saw Andrew in action a couple of weeks ago when we needed him. And, yeah, he hit 235 for Missouri Western when he was playing for the Griffins, but you know what? He had a couple big hits for him. But anyway, appreciate those guys more than I can tell you. Our Chiefs PR department, Brad G. And Kelce Bull, who help me all year long in working with this and getting this show put together. And then there's Steve Sandman Sanders, right? The Chiefs official photographer, iconic photographer, who takes your pictures with our players and is able to put them on social media, and you're able to download those. Don't want to take for granted anything we do on this show. But for years and years and years, we've been through a lot. We've gone round and around the block, 2-14 seasons, a 6-11 season that feels foreign to us. As Coach said in his news conference the other day, I hope it continues to feel foreign because we just came off a great run of these, I've just mentioned in the 7 years, and then to his first losing season with us, with the Kansas City Chiefs, and this is his 13th year. And I'll get into it when I talk to him about his entire coaching record, which is really pretty phenomenal. But again, on this night, I don't want to take anything for granted. But mainly, I just want to make sure that we keep the pilot light lit and able to light the fire in 2026. Because our quarterback will be back, our coach will be back, and we're going to be back and coming back with a fury to attack the 2026 season as the Kansas City Chiefs. All right. We're going to hear from Coach Reed in just a minute, but Danan Hughes is my guest tonight, and JT383. I call him JT383. If I like you, I give you a nickname, right? Okay, if I don't like you, no, that's okay. I'll give everybody a nickname. I like everybody here. But he's Jersey Tough, 383. Three was his number at the University of Iowa, and 83 was his number with the Chiefs. So tonight with us is JT383 himself, Danan Hughes. We'll be back with head coach Andy Reid. Again, come join us with the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland, just west of I-29. We'll be back with Coach after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
In motion is Tyler Lockett. Kenny Pickett looks that way, and a left side throw is intercepted. Jumping the route, the Chiefs get a takeaway at the 46-yard line. And Shamari Cotter jumps the route on a left side throw by Kenny Pickett. The takeaways have been far and few between. That is only the 13th takeaway this season by the Chiefs.
Welcome back to this final Chiefs Kingdom show of the season. Again tonight, we're at the Hy-Vee in the Northland on 64th Street. Easy to find us. We're just west of I-29, as if you're on your way to the airport. And this Hy-Vee is also very close to the famous national golf courses here in the Northland. A reminder, Hy-Vee is your year-round Chiefs location. We talk about tailgating and throughout the football season, but really for Chiefs gear and being your day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month, off-season connection to the Chiefs and your off-season partner. It's not just for tailgates, it's for every day. Hy-Vee, proud sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. Andy Reid, on these Monday nights, is so gracious to give us his time. These are like fireside chats. And today was a bit of a tough day for him. I'll get more into that here in a moment. But first, the game was a difficult way to close a difficult season in losing to the Raiders 14-12. But let's put this into perspective. In 27 years as a head coach in the NFL, this is only the fourth losing season of Andy Reid's head coaching career and his first as head coach of the Chiefs. In addition, Coach Reid entered the NFL after being an assistant at Mizzou. He was an assistant in Green Bay for Mike Holmgren from 1992 to 1998, a span of 7 seasons. And in that span, the Packers never had a losing season. So this is very unfamiliar territory for the winningest coach in both Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles history. Furthermore, this year, of the Chiefs losing 11 games, going 6-11, six of the 11 losses were by 3 points or less.
Yeah, it was. Again, the positive is we got to see a lot of young guys play. You want to come out with a win, always, and it wasn't good enough when it was all said and done. But there are obstacles that come into play, and you've got to work through those. And there's a learning curve here that you can set with some of the experiences we had for all of us. And then never do it again, right? So that's make a commitment to that as coaches, starting with me and the players, coaches included. Yeah.
In typical Andy Reid style, he took no shortcuts in preparing for the Raiders in the Week 18 game, even though He had a third and fourth string quarterback playing in the game and two third string offensive tackles. In addition, there was a first ever start for Hunter Norzad, who started at right guard on the offensive line, and only the second start for wide receiver Jalen Royals. And oh wait, another first ever NFL start for running back Breshard Smith. But that didn't deter Coach Reed from trying to set these guys up for success.
No, I mean, we spent the hours putting it together, and players spent the hours working it. You know, it just didn't go as smooth as what we wanted. When we expect the young guys, when they have a chance to jump in, go. We cut it back a little bit so guys could play fast, and, you know, we got to do a better job all the way around, coaching, playing. And I mean, it's a team effort here, so we could all do a little bit better.
Well, some of those young players produced some highlights in yesterday's finale that gives you hope going into 2026. Most notably, cornerback Noel Williams. He had six tackles and an absolute torpedo sack of -8 yards, and he had two passes defense. That's on the heels of having three tackles for losses in the previous game against the Broncos. But young players also created an opportunity to win the game. After a safety for the Raiders made it 11-6, the ensuing free kick turned loose the pride of Weatherford, Oklahoma, Ethan Downs, and he turned the negative of a safety free kick into a chance for a go-ahead field goal.
A free kick for the Chiefs from the 20-yard line after the safety. 11-6 Raiders. Rutker gets his leg into it, sails it deep. Lauby will take it at the 2-yard line. Between the numbers and far hash. He gets hit and taken down and fumbles the ball. He fumbles the ball. Kansas City's got the ball at the 21-yard line. A big hit. Ethan Downs. Jack Cochran looks like he recovers the ball, but Dylan Lauby gets lit up. Ethan Downs, the pride of the Osage Nation, a tribal citizen of the Osage Nation, gets a hit on the kickoff return. And recovered by Jack Cochran.
Those efforts and others were recognized and acknowledged by Coach Reed, who sees a reason to be encouraged and excited, especially about the young players for next year.
Yeah, no, listen, there were some good things there.
On Aspire with Emma Greed, we talk about mindset, ambition, and the work that actually moves the needle. Listen to Aspire with Emma Greed, available where you get your podcasts.
Good field position on the last one, too. That was a big one. And for us. But listen, there are always some good things you can take out of it. We just had too many things go the wrong way, and you got to take care of that. So it's a good lesson to learn, mm-hmm. and for all of us, going into next season, we'll have a good off season. We'll gear it up, and Brett will have, we're in a good position on picks, and he'll knock it out there, and then we've got to knock it out. Coaching and playing and take care of business there.
I mentioned a moment ago, today's a tough day for Coach Reed, but he does something that's indicative of his desire to help and understand his players and why he's the fourth winningest coach in NFL history. He even meets with players that he knows who won't be back next year, that he'll say goodbye to maybe for the last time. In just a few minutes, my radio colleague on the Chiefs Radio Network, former Chief Dannon Hughes, will join me on the show. But Danon is impressed that Coach Reed does something that Danon never had as a player, and that's what happens today. An exit interview for every player on the roster with their current position coach, their coordinators, and with Coach Reed himself.
Yeah, well, I want to look at him eye to eye, man-to-man at the end of this thing and talk and give him some guidance. They're young guys, man. Give him some guidance the best I can. Find out where they're at. And maybe they'll have some guidance for me too. Mm-hmm. So it's you put it out on the table there, and then you send them off from there.
But tonight, and especially in this final Chiefs Kingdom show of the year, it's always this combination. It's the closing of a chapter and the starting of a new one. The Chiefs have a lot of work to do in the off season. As Coach Reed talked about with the picks, Kansas City has six draft picks in the April draft in Green Bay, including the overall number 9 pick in the first round, the overall 40th pick in the second round, the overall 74th pick in the third round, and could receive an additional compensatory pick in the fifth round. The Chiefs have a proven performance record with their strong culture and strong infrastructure, and that's where Andy Reid starts to attack 2026.
We've got a good nucleus of guys. That's veteran players that will be back. And I think that will you want that foundation, and that's where you start. And then you give Brett, you know, an opportunity to have the draft picks that he has and picking where he's picking. You know he's going to do a great job there. And then whatever happens free agent-wise or guys we sign back, you know, wherever that goes, you still have a long way to go to add people and do what you need. So it'll be a fresh start coming up here.
It was an incredible seven-season run prior to this year. 107 wins, the most in NFL history by a team in any seven-year span. But after a 6-11 season this year, it's time. Time for a recharge, a reboot, and a rebound to go after everything on the NFL calendar in 2026. When we come back, we're going to have my broadcast partner and former Chief wide receiver and special teams ace, Danan Hughes. Again, you can come join us if you're in the neighborhood. We're at the Hy-Vee on 64th Street in the Northland. We're just west of I-29 near the National Golf Course. And a reminder, you're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Chiefs are 29th in the NFL on third down defense. Tyler Lockett in motion left side, trips that way. Now Pickett's in trouble in the end zone. He barely gets out to avoid a safety, but he's sacked. Chris Jones decimated every blocker in front of him. A loss of six, and Kenny Pickett barely gets out of the end zone to avoid a safety.
Yeah, Chris Jones with a sack. With that sack, Chris Jones now is third in Kansas City Chiefs history in career sacks. Only DT, Derek Thomas is ahead of him, and also Tom Bahali in Stone Cold is third. That's when you're able to
put the hammer down, baby.
Yes.
And we have got some other special guests here tonight that I did not get mentioned. The Park University basketball team is here tonight, the Fighting Pirates. I wonder why these 6'6 dudes are walking by me getting something to drink. Here comes another guy. Hey, post up. You better be rebounding, setting screens. If all you're doing is shooting, man, get out of here. So great for Park University to be here tonight. Appreciate the Park U Pirates being in the house with it. Actually one of the top teams in the country on a year-to-year basis. So we also want to introduce, almost Andy Reid is here tonight, Matt Black. And yes, he has fooled many, many people down through the years because they'll go, what's Andy doing in the plaza on Saturday night? Doesn't he have a game tomorrow? No, that's just Matt Black. And so Matt has also, well, we'll get to this in a second, also here tonight representing the Kansas City Metropolitan Crime Commission is Mike Delaney from Platte County. He's been in law enforcement all his life. They do Crime Stoppers, the Crime Stoppers program. They do the SAFE program, the endowment for the fallen first responders, Guns and Hoses, the big boxing match every year. They also do a second chance program, which is very, very impactful. In fact, the recidivism rate for the folks that want to change their lives is amazing. As far as what they do within that program. So that's all done through the Kansas City Metropolitan Crime Commission. And by the way, my wife, Tammy Holtis, Tammy Johnson Holtis.
Definitely deserves a standing ovation.
Former K-State point guard, by the way. The fast one in the family. So that voice you heard is our guest tonight. And by the way, we got a couple, almost Andy Reid, Matt brought us a pack of 1992 Helena Brewers baseball cards. You're going to find out why this is really cool in a second. So thank you, Matt. I don't know where he found them. Somewhere here in somebody's basement, maybe Caveman Bob's basement. And also, if you want to look up Andrew Ramirez, who's one of our chief security guys, you can look him up. I found him. His virtual baseball card or his digital baseball card when he played for the Missouri Western Griffins at a Bishop Ward High School. Hit 237, baby.
237. Now it's time to introduce to you the guest for this evening. I appreciate this guy so much. I loved him as a player. When I first came into the league, he beat me by 1 year. In my rookie year in this role 32 seasons ago, he was in his second year. But I remember watching him work, and, man, who is this guy? And fantastic wide receiver and special teams ace for us. He has also transitioned to be an incredible broadcaster, not just on the Chiefs Radio Network for the last six seasons, but he's very accomplished in baseball and basketball announcing. He's been on a variety of national broadcasts. I love his versatility. He has added so much to our broadcast and done an incredible job. He is the pride of Bayonne, New Jersey, I'll tell you that. And my nickname for him is JT383. Jersey Tough. 3 was his number at Iowa. 83 was his number for the Chiefs. Ladies and gentlemen, a perfect way to close out the season and get ready for the next one. My partner on the Chiefs Radio Network, JT383, Dana Hughes. You got one person to give you a standing O.
Yes.
Queen Cleo.
There we go. Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Queen Cleo's right over here, though. So if you get her blessing, you're way ahead of the game. And by the way, the 1992 Helena Brewers baseball cards, people forget, Danan was not only a pro football player, you were drafted by the Brewers and could have played baseball. His baseball card looks like Vlad Guerrero. I mean, what a stud, man. That's like... That's bad.
Baseball is my first love. I love baseball even more than football, but we didn't have fall baseball back when I was growing up, so I had to get out of the house. I grew up in that house where parents looked at you. My father would look at me and say, two questions. You don't have anything to do? You want me to find something for you to do? That meant get out the house and go do something. So no fall baseball. I had to play football, and that's how it all started.
The Bayonne Bees, baby. Yeah. So who was your... You were Yankees, were you? You were
Yankees in the 70s, Mets in the 80s. I was a Dwight Gooden, Daryl Strawberry fan, and then the 80s, the successes of the Mets. I wasn't a football fan. I didn't like watching football on TV. I'd rather play it. So as far as the three sports, baseball, basketball, and football, the only team that I followed was the Mets of the 80s.
So Piazza, was he in there?
No, Piazza was drafted right before me.
Okay.
In the Major League Draft, but that was Gary Carter behind the plate. You had Rafael Santana at shortstop. You had Dykstra in center field rotating with Mookie Wilson and Darryl Strawberry in right field. And what'd you have? Keith Hernandez at first base. Wally Backman mixed in at second. Tom Tuffel. Oh, gosh. Sid Fernandez, El Cid, coming from the left side.
Hang on, let me change his AA batteries here. No, there we go. We're good.
I could go on, man. Yes.
So the 86 series was big for you.
86 was huge. That was my junior year in high school.
It was. Yeah. There you go.
I love coming to this show because I always feel like you're saying Hughes. So I got to come more often. There you go. Okay.
You know what? Go ahead and just believe that. That's okay. Let him think
taking that. Hey, I'm okay, telling my grandkids that. Hey, every time I go to Hy-Vee, they always say Hughes.
We'll do it. Just to make him feel better, on three, we'll do it. One, two, three. Hughes.
Oh, my God. All right. There we go.
This season, and it's so awesome to work with you, and you, we're like-minded, and I love the way you prepare and the way we kind of attack doing these broadcasts. But this season... You and I have talked about it on air, off air. There's just so much to it.
Yeah.
I got asked by CETA today on another show of like, well, you know, kind of what went wrong. And I'm like, you know, there's no one answer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of stuff. But what's your reaction when the smoke is cleared now?
Yeah, I will say first and foremost, it has been an absolute blessing being with the absolute best in the business, Mitch Holtis. And, you know, he... And it's not even a question. I mean, the energy is real. The passion is real. And oftentimes I get mocked by kids and kids I coached or my own kids, because you see the videos and Mitch is throwing air punches and all excited. And I'm just standing there next to him like I'm watching an opera or something. And people ask me, like, don't you have a pulse? Like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, could you imagine both of us throwing punches? We'd tear this whole booth down. Like the computers wouldn't be safe, everything. So I have to be the I have to be the straight guy. Why he gets to, I get to live vicariously through him and his passion, because that's the type of player I was. So now I have to play on the other side of the fence and just kind of stay on the straight and narrow. But this year has been very unique. It's uncharted territory. I don't know if it was more frustrating to lose so many games by one score, or if it would have been more settling to have a blowout here or there. I don't know, but I can tell you that because of the standard that has been set, it was disappointing. But I think there was some clarity that we can take from it. It was probably a good thing that we didn't have to go all the way down to the wire of the last game, where we got to see some young players, we got to see a different dynamic. If you're three games still left in the season and you know you're mathematically eliminated, there's something to that where you can kind of prepare, where it's not just a hammer over the head at the end of the season. I was part of that when I played in 1998. My last NFL game was against the Raiders, and we lost that game. So there was something kind of apropos about the fact that we lost this game yesterday, and it was the Raiders. It was the last game of the season. Something reminiscent about that. That's probably why I hate the Raiders even more than I should. Maybe
you're
healthy.
You're in good company with that. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just a unique season, and you know, frustrating on several levels, but. What we get to see from inside, we get to see these guys grinding, we get to see them working, and sometimes the scoreboard just isn't on in your favor when it's all said and done, and that's kind of how I felt this season.
Yeah, and we all know it's fixable. The fact that, and Andy's in uncharted waters too. He's only had, you heard me say in the segment with him, four losing seasons in 27 years as a head coach, and even in his time in Green Bay with Holmgren, they had no losing seasons.
More Super Bowl appearances than losing seasons.
It's, think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
But your point, I think, is very good in the fact that you talked about having these weeks to look at guys. And I mentioned at the outset of the show some of these rookies. Noel Williams, to me, is really encouraging.
Oh, yes.
He plays the way you would play defense.
So, you know, it pains me to give credit to defensive backs just because I'm a wide receiver. And so that's part of the broadcast that I really have to, like, woosah through, and I have to have therapy after each season just to say nice things about defensive players. But Noel Williams is definitely at the top of the list in regards to what I was impressed with this season and seeing his physicality. And one thing, I think we have a great synergy in the booth because Mitch sees the game a certain way, and I don't see it better. I just see it a little slightly different. So there's some things that he's watching, and then there's things like during the break, I might point out something, and he might point out something back to me. He's got his notes written in a certain way. I have mine. The comforting part of the last quarter of the season when things were dismal was how I watched the game and what I watched specifically in the game. From that color analyst position, I'm watching effort, I'm watching fight, I'm watching guys to see if the moments are too big, I'm watching to see body language, I'm watching to see energy, all of the things that you would think would go down the drain because we're not headed towards a playoffs. And to see Noel Williams, guys like that, out there taking full advantage of his opportunities, and the Cooper McDonalds and the Jeffrey Bosses, these guys are going, you know, full tilt. Like they are celebrating the opportunity of the gift and blessing to play in the NFL. And I'd like to say that's how I played my career as a seventh round pick, that I felt like every opportunity I had to get on the field, there were times, because I was a bigger physical receiver, for those of you that may not remember, I would play 25, 30 plays of offense in the game, and 25 of those plays would be run plays. And I would love every moment. And you would think as a wide receiver, I'd want to catch the ball. Yeah, yeah, that's fine. Catching the ball, that was easy. Hitting somebody in the mouth and crackbacking people and cut blocking guys and opening up doors for Marcus Allen and great running backs that we had. And that's what got me passionate about the game. And then being able to carry that aggression over to the special teams and knocking somebody in the side of the head, like that's the kind of game I like. So when I'm watching guys like Noel Williams and Cooper McDonald bring that same kind of energy, it like gets me jazzed up in the booth. So I think we have a bright future with a lot of young talent, but it was definitely some encouraging things, even though the scoreboard was not with us and in our favor at the end. There was definitely some bright spots that I think we can latch on to for 2026.
Now you see why. Me going crazy in the booth is one thing. Him going crazy in the booth, yeah. I'd be in a concussion
tent. That would not be
and
healthy.
Have a torn labrum. And we'd have to have a surgeon on staff. But I love his passion. And the way you approach it. Now, you said something, and you asked Coach, we played it here a couple of minutes ago, but I want to reiterate it because today's a hard day for Coach. This is a rough day. And the reason it is because he meets with every single player.
Amazing.
Whether they're going to be with us or not. And first they meet with a position coach, then the coordinators, but Coach, the head coach, a Hall of Fame head coach meets with every guy. Now, you said when you played, you did not get that luxury.
No.
So, what does that mean to have head coach to meet every guy?
You know what's great about having these platforms, and I appreciate you inviting me on, and I have my radio show every Thursday, Players Only, on the same station, 96.5 The Fan. This Thursday will be the last show, and this will be a large part of
that
show.
And I don't get to be on his show. I just want you to know there's no reciprocation.
Players Only.
Players Only. I ain't a player, so I ain't playing. So anyway, I'm just saying, I knock on the door every week. No player.
I look through the peephole. I want to open it, but no. But I will say the one thing that I try to bring to the broadcast is the humanity of this profession. And when I think sometimes athletes get slighted, there's no empathy towards them because there's the general theme of they're playing a game, they're big kids or whatever else. No, they're professionals. They are the top 1,800 in the world in their specific profession. And they go through the ups and downs. They got family issues, you got health issues, you got all the different things that all of us encounter in everyday life. But one of the cool components that I was not privy to, and Marty Schottenheimer was a great, great coach, great mentor, great friend, rest in peace. But we never had one-on-one interviews to end the season. So yesterday, I'm about to interview Coach Reed for the post-game interview that I do every week after every game. And I'm sitting there with Brad G from the PR department. He's like, oh, yeah, tomorrow he's got player interviews. And I was like, what do you mean player interviews? And he's like, yeah, he meets with every player individually, one-on-one. And then as you heard in the interview that I recorded, he said, I'd like to see them face-to-face, eye-to-eye, man-to-man, and talk about the season, talk about the off-season, talk about the plans, see what they're thinking, et cetera, et cetera. And that hit me hard because I'm a man with 5 kids, married, 4 grandkids, 2 of my kids are young men, and I always pushed into them about the importance of being able to communicate one-on-one, man-to-man, eye-to-eye with somebody. And you talked about the Park University basketball players here. A message for you guys, be in a position as you grow through the game and you allow the game to bring you joy, and you have definitely been blessed to have those abilities, don't drop the ball in communication. Now that we have these phones and everything's texting and all that junk, be able to have the eye-to-eye, man-to-man conversation. So if I did not appreciate and respect Coach Reed at the highest amount before that conversation, it has now gone astronomically higher. To sit down with, what are we saying, 70-something Practice squad guys, rostered guys, inactive guys, injured guys, everybody that's been on the roster, he's going to sit down or he sat down with today. Tells you a lot about what he thinks about those young men and also what they think about him. So I thought that was really special. When I was playing, we went into a meeting at 8 a.m. The meeting was over by 8:10. And when we came out to our lockers, there were garbage bags, and we had to pack up our lockers and leave. And leave. We had to leave.
Get out. Time to go. Season's over, man. That's cold-blooded. But it gives you an idea how great our coach is. Again, Danan Hughes, my colleague on the Chiefs Radio Network, former Chiefs wide receiver, special teams ace, and outstanding broadcaster with us tonight to close out the season. We'll be back with more from JT383 after this on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
Now back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
He's down three. Shane Buechele, second and 10 at his own 38. Richard Smith, the running back. Buechele, quick throw right. It's caught by Kelce. A diving catch at the 43-yard line. That's a gain of five, and now Travis Kelce with 13,000 career receiving yards. He does it in his 192nd game, the fastest to 13,000 yards by a tight end in National Football League history.
Give it up for Kelce. Amazing, amazing, amazing athlete. Getting 13,000 yards, that is
huge.
And for our guest tonight, that is huge.
See what you've done?
Yes, I know. We started something.
God, I so want to be on Players Only to wreck your show, too. I love it. We got JT383 here tonight. Danan Hughes, Jersey Tough, 383. Three is Jersey at Iowa, 83 is Jersey with us. I want to transition here a bit. You're so involved with the ambassadors, and you guys all year long activate the kingdom. So many cool things that you do. Tell us what's coming up and the fact and your leadership role with the ambassadors.
So I am in my second stint as the director/president of the Chiefs Ambassadors. And for those that don't know, the Chiefs Ambassadors are a group of former Chiefs that had to have played at least 3 years with the Chiefs organization. There's 59 of us that are either here or remote across the country. We have actually a representative who I believe is one of the oldest living NFL players. Jerry Cornelison actually played for the Dallas Texans and then came to Kansas City, and he's still an active part of our group. And we raise money. We have a gala that we have at the end of May. We have a golf tournament in September. We raise money for different great organizations and charities around Kansas City, the PAL, Kids TLC, Big Brothers Big Sisters, just to name three of the many that we donate to. And that was something that was born in us from Lamar Hunt, getting us in the organization and then imploring upon us to give back to the community. And that's what we're still able to do, gosh, decades after we've played.
Yeah, it's so awesome, and a lot of us benefit with those guys staying involved, and I love it. And how the way Coach Reed has embraced you guys has been terrific. We're going to let you go here, but I do want to talk about your versatility as a broadcaster, because you do tons of baseball for ESPN, and you played baseball at Iowa and with the Helena Brewers. Got my baseball cards right there, Vlad Guerrero Jr. But you also do not only football, but it's a lot of basketball. What about your versatility as a broadcaster and how you grew into that role?
Well, it defeats the whole premise for anybody that has kids or anybody listening. If you have a coach or an organization that is trying to push your kid to specialize in one sport, you should depart from that place as quickly as possible. The versatility, the life lessons, the ability to communicate with different people from different walks of life, that's what I learned playing baseball, basketball, and football growing up. It kept me out of trouble. It paid for my college education. I played two sports in college, was drafted with Derek Jeter and Jason Giambi in this same 92 draft on day one. I'm still the earliest position draft player in Iowa since 1991.
Still?
Still. I'm second in my hometown area as far as draft. I was a third-round pick for the Milwaukee Brewers, and then 2 years later was drafted by the Chiefs and gave up baseball, which was one of my most difficult decisions of my life. But in regards to being versatile, that's what I grew up doing. I've been very fortunate to still have one foot in the locker room by broadcasting for the Big Ten Network and college baseball and ESPN, college baseball, college football, college basketball. Mitch and I have done games for the Missouri Valley Conference in basketball and football. So it keeps my blood going. It keeps those energies that I grew up revolved around back on the East Coast in New Jersey, and I love it.
We're going to let you go, but before we do, all of that, by the way, is Hughes.
I'm going to get this recorded, and I'm using this on my show to go to commercial.
He's Grandpa Duke, by the way. Those four grandkids call him Grandpa Duke.
Duke, yes.
So you can call him JT383, you can call him Hughes, or you can call him Grandpa Duke. Yeah. But before we let you go, I know your passion. You can pick the hammer you want. You got three. You can do it if you want, or double fist it. That's it. Because we're attacking 2026, and I get to attack it with this guy. Because Dane and Hughes, every week, every day, will
put the hammer down,
baby. Send him into the night, ladies and gentlemen. Dane and Hughes, thanks for coming, my brother.
Appreciate the invite.
Love you. We'll be back to close out the season on the final part of our show after this. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football.
Now, back to Mitch Holtis and the Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers.
Michelle fakes a handoff to Kareem Hunt, moving to his right. He's going long, deep. He wants Hollywood Brown. Hollywood Brown makes the catch at the 25 of the Raiders, between two Raiders, down to the 23 eventually. Michelle goes deep, and Hollywood Brown finds the ball, and the Chiefs are down to the Raider 23-yard line, a 51-yard pass.
Welcome back to our final couple of minutes of the season on the Chiefs Radio Network here. And we got to give it up for Shotgun Jackson. Shotgun all year long, running the show. Shotgun's got his own fans, his own following. I love it. Also, I do want to mention David Smale, the award-winning author, is here tonight. He's got the new book coming out, or the newest version of Keys to the Kingdom that's coming out. Go to davidsmale.com. And you can get a discount, actually, on it. It's coming out very soon. I think it's hot off the press, as they would say. A lot of thank yous I want to give out. All of the store managers and directors of every Hy-Vee that we've been to has been phenomenal. They just have been phenomenal. They go out of their way. James with Hy-Vee Security, and Sarah is here tonight. Believe me, they came in handy this year. I also mentioned Ryan Galbraith and Andrew Ramirez. Terrific guys that help us. Todd Wagner, the district vice president of Hy-Vee, who we work on this all year long to make these shows come alive. Shelby Prozovich, also Mariah Bolting, helping out Shelby this year. And then Brad G. and Kelsey Bull of Chiefs PR, I want to thank them for all they have done. And again, to all of our store managers and directors, every store is committed to the fans. And we have had every week 75 to as many as 200 fans at a show, and they go out of their way to make sure that this is a night that you can live the Chiefs Kingdom spirit every week. And just want to thank all of you for being here tonight, all of our Odyssey staff that helps us every week long and that makes this show come alive. Every Monday night, I like to say to people, we start the week. And you guys have done that now for the better part of this show in this format for over 20 years and 30 years in one way, shape, or form. And I've looked at faces for that amount of time, and we've been through a lot. We've won world championships together. At this location, we celebrated the Super Bowl 54 championship. We're going to be back. We're going to do it. We're going to get after it. And we got a lot of work to do. We'll have the 9th pick. We'll have the 40th pick. As we stand right now, I think we have the 74th pick. We have 6 picks. Might get a compensatory pick. We got free agency work to do. We got to get healthy. We got to get recharged, reboot, and we counterattack. We attack. 2026. I get the blessing to work with a lot of people, including Dane and Hughes. And the Lord has blessed me with his presence and also with Shotgun Jackson. Thank you to all of you. Keep the spirit alive on the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
You've been listening to the Chiefs Kingdom Show, presented by Bad Boy Mowers. Bad Boy Mowers, proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs Kingdom is bad boy country. Mow with an attitude. And by Hy-Vee. The world's best tailgating begins at Hy-Vee. Proud official grocery sponsor of the Kansas City Chiefs. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Chiefs football. This is the Kansas City Chiefs Radio Network.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.